USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden will be delivering a primetime address on Thursday. Biden will be discussing his plan to combat the coronavirus and how to get direct economic aid to American families. The Biden campaign saying the package will be narrow to gain GOP support and under $2 trillion. Former Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tells Fox News why he resigned early.
I did not see a legal path forward in the final days of this administration. I wanted to make sure to preserve the good work that the department has done over the last 4 years.
Wolf also says he's concerned about his work on the border under the Trump administration being undone by President-elect Joe Biden.
That's certainly a concern, particularly I think when you look at some of the border security and immigration security measures that have probably been the most debated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The World Health Organization is beginning its investigation into COVID-19.
Nearly a year after the coronavirus was released on the world, the World Health Organization is getting boots on the ground in Wuhan, China. Gordon Chang, senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, tells Fox News the narrative on their findings will be controlled by Beijing.
The WHO actually propagated a false narrative that this was not contagious. That was China's narrative when they knew that it was highly contagious, and also WHO doctors knew that it was contagious, and yet the organization went ahead and propagated that narrative, which lulled public health officials into not taking actions that they should have.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Republican Governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem, is calling on state lawmakers to ban abortions based on a prenatal diagnosis of Down syndrome. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
People are continuing to be held accountable in the Flint, Michigan water crisis.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will face charges as part of the ongoing investigation into the Flint water crisis. Snyder was charged Wednesday with two counts of willful neglect of duty, the first time that a governor or former governor of the state has been charged with a crime related to their time in office. The misdemeanor charges are punishable with up to 1 year in prison. They stem from a cost-cutting decision made during his administration to change the source of Flint, Michigan's water supply from the Detroit water system to a contaminated Flint River, leading to pipe corrosion and lead contamination. An outbreak of Legionnaire's disease followed that killed 12 people and sickened more than 80 others. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
California school districts could start requiring students to receive COVID-19 vaccinations before returning. California School Board Association member Tony Flint believes a decision will be made regarding this at a local level and at a later date. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reacts to this possible decision made by California school districts.
Bottom line, comments like this saying that children are going to require vaccinations for a virus that we still don't know a lot about is really promotes or it just invokes more panic. And the truth is, Ainsley, the data tells us right now that we are not seeing SARS-CoV-2 spreading throughout the school communities. As long as community spread is down, children are safe to do in-person learning.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.